Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will update the information on the McPherson County Annual Wheat Test Plot Tour, relay some tips when scouting your wheat fields, cover some livestock news, and go over some important extension news. But first, for today's Did You Know? As the weather gets warmer, the risk of heartworm transmission to pets increases, according to the Kansas State University veterinarians. They remind all pet owners to thank 12, administer heartworm preventatives 12 times a year, and test your pets for heartworms every 12 months. Here are some facts to help pet owners understand more about heartworm disease and how to keep their pets safe. Heartworm disease is a potential deadly disease for pets and is spread by mosquitoes. Dogs are the most common host for heartworm disease. Heartworm disease in dogs can cause long-term damage to the heart, lungs, and arteries, and can affect the health and quality of life well after the parasites are gone. Cats can also be infected with heartworm disease. Although cats are not a preferred host for heartworms, they still can have problems. Heartworm disease can be found across the United States. The American Heartworm Society reports that more than 1 million dogs currently have the heartworm disease and has been diagnosed in all 50 states. There are many ways to keep your dog and cat from contracting heartworm disease, and puppies and kittens should be started on a heartworm preventive no later than 8 weeks of age. Keep up to date with your local veterinarian because prevention is your best bet. In my wheat news, our McPherson County Wheat Test Plot Tour is scheduled for May 21st. We will be visiting the three plots in our county. At the Patrick Plot along Highway 4 in Marquette, the Golly Farm, 1/4 mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne, and the Strader Farm at 4th and Cheyenne in Inman. Please plan to spend part of your day at one of the plots with our K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists and have your questions ready for them to answer on May 21st. It's time to start scouting our wheat fields for stripe rust. A few reports have come in the past week from southeastern Kansas of stripe rust, and the reports in Kansas are expected to increase in the coming weeks. With the wheat crop in south central and southeast Kansas approaching and already at the flag leaf emergent stage, growers are encouraged to be on the lookout for stripe rust and other diseases such as tan spot. When people think of stripe rust, we often visualize the characteristics of a bright yellowish-orange lesions on the adult plants. When scouting wheat, it is important to look down into the middle layers of the crop canopy for disease symptoms. Wheat puts on new leaves rapidly during the vegetative growth prior to heading. In some cases, plants may add a new leaf every 7 to 10 days. Timely disease scouting is the first step in assessing the need for foliar fungus applications. Important diseases from Kansas wheat producers this year include stripe rust, leaf rust, tan spot, and leaf blotch. Producers should scout for symptoms of the diseases in the upper canopy, and particularly near the flag leaf of the primary tillers. There are many fungicides available in Kansas that provide very good to excellent control for these diseases, and producers should consult their agronomists to keep up to date. In my livestock news, many producers are vaccinating cattle and getting ready to turn cattle out on grass. I want to remind everyone that the Extension Office has a new vaccine cooler to assist you in making sure your vaccines are properly maintained during this process and can be checked out here in the office. With that comes the need to clean up our winter feeding sites. Stable flies are starting to emerge with the start of spring. You might even have seen a few of them around already. Stable flies are distinguished by the 4 black spots on their thorax, black checkered spots on their abdomen, and a large and protruding mouth part. These flies are a common pest, feeding primarily on horses and cattle, but can also target other livestock species, pets, and humans. Both male and female adults are blood feeders. Stable flies can have a negative effect on cattle average daily weight gain, milk production, and feeding efficiency. Stable fly control is best achieved by the cleanup of our animal pens and our winter feeding areas. In my community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market will have an informational meeting on April 27th at 7 p.m. at the Mound Ridge Senior Center. Anyone interested in becoming a new vendor is welcome. If you have any questions about their market, you can contact Linda at 620-345-2899. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Friday.